You know, 2003 was already 21, 22 years into my military career. I could have left a couple years earlier. But the reality is 9/11 hit, and I felt a certain compelling desire to continue to serve. And then I got the call to go and do my part. Partly I felt fortunate that I only had to serve 7 months out of a year, 8 months out of a year by the time all is said and done. Now we had people that were going back. And no, historically now we can look back and say, well, you know, that was an 18-year war. I mean, and we still have troops there today. And that war has never, you know, has never ended. So coming back for me was different because, yes, I was back, but my comrades aren't back. There's still several of them that are even serving there today.
Can you talk about, or can you just reflect on what you wish civilians in general understood about military and veterans
service? I talked about an exchange I had with Ambassador Dalanovich, who was ambassador to Costa Rica, the U.S. ambassador to Costa Rica at the time. He had sent me an email saying, you know, it's, you know, going into harm's way, you know, heroes like yourself, and, you know, words to that effect. And I said, you know, it's not about me and it's not about this. You know, I'm going to serve what the desires of our elected officials are. And in this case, it means, you know, serving out our nation's order, our order from our president. That's not heroic. It's just that's just a fact of life, right? And I think that a lot of people, when you come back, find that to be different. They find that to be somewhat foreign. That we will do things that maybe personally we don't agree with, you know. And I will tell you, as I sit here and now, you know, 18 years later, 17 years later, I didn't necessarily agree with that war. I didn't necessarily think we needed to go in and fight. I felt that Afghanistan was where we needed to continue our fight. And at that point, we didn't, you know, I'll go. But on the other hand, I understand why you need me to go. And I'll do it, you know, without reservations. But on the other hand, it wasn't like I was going there, you know, because I would have chose to do that. And so I think that when I come back, I mean, people start thinking that, oh, because you served, you supported that. Well, no, not necessarily. I think that people have a right, you know, to their opinions of what they think the right thing is and their opinions. What I will tell you as I close is their opinions should be cast at the ballot box. Because if you don't like that, you know, let's listen to what the others are saying about what they would do about it. And then let's cast our votes accordingly. And that's what I had said back to Ambassador Dvalinovich in my letter at that point. And my reply back to him, I says, I'm serving the will of the people, and the will of the people was casted through a vote. And it's up to the people to speak up, even if it's not an election year, to speak up from, you know, from a standpoint of advocacy to tell them that that's not the right use of our military or the right use of our tax dollars and so forth. And so from that perspective, I will say that that's returning back was one of the key points that I wanted to. Costa Rica, where I returned back to, does not have a military, so they didn't really understand in the plant I was working. You know, they were just glad I was back. But on the other hand, they asked a lot of questions because they're a neutral country that doesn't have that. And there's other countries that are kind of don't understand some of the things that we do. And I submit that there's a lot of Americans who don't really understand why we're doing certain things, why we're in certain parts of the world. But we are.
Do you have any other things you want to say? I think we only have a few seconds, but...
No, I think I want to thank you for the opportunity that you've given me for me to have a voice, to have this ability to convey that for future generations. There will be many that will follow similar type of backgrounds, and hopefully I have answered some of their questions before they get into something, rather than afterwards.